This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When Jesus finished his Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew 5 through 7, we read the following. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. What distinguished how Jesus taught from the way the teachers of the law taught? They were primarily concerned with publicly acting out the law to be seen by people. If they dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and were recognized by the people as doing so, they felt they were good teachers. Then if the people messed up, they would judge them. Jesus, in contrast, focused on the spirit of the law, or the secret heart obedience. What rang true in his teaching was the fact that he understood the intent of the law and practiced it consistently. His authority came from who he was, God the Son, and from the authenticity everyone sensed about him. The only way they could accuse him of doing wrong was by falsely accusing him. Every time they thought they had him cornered, he turned it on them, and they had no comeback. His words were authenticated by his actions. Even as a 12-year-old, when discussing issues with the teachers in the temple, everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Luke 2:47. He understood the plight of mankind and told everyone where they stood so they could see their desperate need and then offered them forgiveness and hope if they but trusted in him. If this series has been helpful to you, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, ludgoltz@outlook.com. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.